ShamJewelers.com. Go there, look at all the pieces there, and you're not just going to get the view of what they have and like, here's what this is, here's the size, nothing like that. You'll get that information, but you're also going to get the history of the piece itself, all the different pieces that go in to making that one piece. You're going to get the history of when this was done, even how it might have been done as well, and how it was made. These are pieces that go back hundreds of years, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that. Their phone number is 260-0066. Being that Troop Booth is really the only one there, I mean, he is, just him, you're going to talk to the owner, the manager, the last word in Heirloom Jewelers. It's going to be him. He's going to call you back. He's going to text you back. Any kind of dealing you're doing with Heirloom Jewelers, you're going to be dealing with Troop Booth. His grandparents opened the store in 1977. This sort of thing is in his blood. And he is paying top dollar right now for your gold, your coins, your other antique jewelry. If you've got that and you don't know the price, he's going to help you find a price. He does free evaluations. Again, online, they're at heirloomjewelers.com. They're located on Vaughn Road, though. Give them a call, 260-0066 for Heirloom Jewelers.
All right, we're going to go back and revisit the situation that started the day off with a bang on I-65 southbound with an overturned vehicle. Still a lot of emergency equipment on the way there, so Skipper will join us, and then we have SRN News at the top. Random Facts, next hour with Jay, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. I'm having trouble with my knobs today. Skipper, are you there?
Well, all of our routes into Montgomery this morning are definitely getting thicker with traffic. 231 out of Prattville, 331 out of Crenshaw County, Troy Highway. Even Taylor Road inbound this morning from over at Troy Highway, a bit busy. And we still have a lot of emergency workers on the scene. I-65 southbound to 85 northbound at the Day Street exit. 18-wheeler overturned overnight, and they are still in cleanup mode there. A lot of boots on the ground. Traffic's moving slowly. All lanes are open, but please use caution there. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available, call 285-3667 for details or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number RU177074, $4,995 due and signed. VIN number PA002014, $3,700 due and signed. 36 months, 10K mile lease with approved credit plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
All right, a little change of schedule here at 7:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-77-9785.
And now live from the National Weather Conference in South Padre Island.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Texas here is the man and the myth and the legend, Rich.
Hey, good morning on a chilly 39-degree Montgomery morning this morning. But we got a pretty good weekend forecast. Temperatures are going to start turning around, and we'll talk more about that. In fact, let's go ahead and get you the forecast. Today's high around 70, and then not quite as chilly tonight, but still cool. Overnight low temperature down to about 41. And then tomorrow, for the air show. I think the weather is great. Boy, I understand. I've seen pictures on social media of the Blue Angels practicing yesterday. Looks like it's pretty exciting. High temperature will be in the lower 70s on Saturday. I think we'll be in the upper 70s on Sunday. Great air show weather. And then, of course, the big question mark on the eclipse. I'm a little more optimistic on the eclipse weather Monday. I'm starting to think that there'll be a sun and cloud mix, but we're going to get some peaks of the eclipse, which peaks at 1:59 p.m. on Monday with 86% coverage in Montgomery. So, I'm a lot more optimistic than I was yesterday and the day before on the Monday weather. Still not a lock-in yet, but it may be doable. So we'll see how that works out.
If they practice as much today as they did yesterday, just hanging out on the west side of town, you're bound to see something.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that I'm missing it, but I am going to be this is a travel day for me, and I will be back late tonight in Montgomery and coming in back early, actually, for the air show tomorrow, and looking forward to being out there at Maxwell. It's going to be really great.
Air shows, eclipses, lots going on, man.
Yeah. So, here we are at the National Tropical Weather Conference, and pretty big deal. It made a lot of news yesterday because the folks at Colorado State University, yeah, I know it's a landlocked state, but they are great tropical forecasters, and they've been putting out a forecast for 41 years now, starting with the late Dr. Bill Gray, who was quite a character. But now it's Dr. Philip Klotzbach is the lead forecaster. And boy, oh boy, all the signs are pointing to what could be an incredible season. We had El Nino last year, but we had also warm sea surface temperatures. So we had an El Nino season of the hurricanes that was above normal even last year. But this year, with El Nino gone and La Nina coming in, which is just the opposite, plus the incredible sea surface temperatures, Colorado State yesterday put out their most aggressive hurricane forecast ever in 41 years of forecasting hurricanes, including 23 named storms, 11 hurricanes, and by the way, a normal would be 7, and 5 major hurricanes, which really caught a lot of people's attention yesterday. So it could be a hurricane season very much on steroids, and even more than we've seen in the last few years. Now, this is the April forecast, and the April forecast is pretty far out because the hurricane season, even though it begins on June 1st, it really begins on August 20th. But by that, I mean that's when we go into high gear. On about around August 20th and through September and October, but this year it could we could get a jump start. We could see a May storm, perhaps. Who knows? I'm glad I was here to because this is it could be a landmark hurricane year, and that's something none of us want to hear.
Well, I'm always interested to see what Colorado State says, but nobody ever goes and compares their prediction to what actually happens over the course of a season.
Yeah, they do a pretty good job, and now the models are the long range models that they rely on are a whole lot better than when Dr. Gray started doing this back in 1983.
Right.
So the forecasts are getting better and better. We always tell you though. About these seasonal forecasts, it only takes one storm affecting you,
right,
to make it a big season.
That is so 100% true, Rich. It is.
That's the most important thing.
Frankly, I'm a lot more worried about the climate alarmist taking that prediction from Colorado State and turning it into another epic. Climate collapse is real. Look at this. Information like that can get misused for political purposes.
They're certainly going to use that, but they use it for everything. Everything is climate change related to them.
You are correct.
But the sea surface temperatures this year are just boiling in the main what's called the MDR, the main development region. And so it'll be interesting. I'm glad I was here. It's been quite a conference.
And, hey, Mister, we have Pamela, and she's been our guest sidekick. She was on Monday back today from AMS Studios in Prattville.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I don't know how this will affect your business.
It won't.
But it's pretty interesting, folks. And we need to pay attention, and of course we'll talk more about it.
Well, we hope all your flights coming back depart on time, and that it's just a nice journey and not a havoc-filled... Weather should be good, right? I mean, you should be...
I think the weather will be fine. And I've had, knock on wood, incredible luck with my flights all last year. I haven't had any issues at all as far as delays or problems, and all the doors have stayed on the plane.
Awesome. Yeah, good. That's just one more thing to worry about while you're flying. When you see a guy with a tool belt walking down the aisle, you know you got to be a little bit nervous.
There is a long 3.5-hour layover in Dallas, unfortunately, so that's the only problem I'm looking at today.
What do you do for 3 hours in Dallas in an airport?
I have slept in that airport overnight.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, they have some great barbecue at the Dallas airport. They're known for that, so there's actually some really good... usually airport food is just so-so, but it'll be okay.
They have some pretty authentic pizza. I think it's called Sbarro's.
Oh, yeah? Is that right?
Yes.
So you and I will be at the air show tomorrow, huh?
Yes. We'll be there, but I saw a good chunk of it yesterday, man.
Oh, God, I hate that I missed all of that, but I'm looking so forward to tomorrow. So there you go. Good air show weather and improving eclipse weather, but a...
One last question. The people that are in the area of totality, we've heard a lot of bad news for them, that they're not going to see the sun at all. How much of that is true?
Well, I think Texas in particular is going to be, which is going to be, you know, the epicenter, like San Antonio on northeastward through Dallas.
Yeah.
I'm pretty pessimistic about their forecast. A buddy of mine who... shoots for the Weather Channel. He's a photog. Is doing live shots from Dallas. Actually, starting today. I don't know why they're starting today. The coverage, but they're a little disappointed about the forecast. However, it's still going to get dark.
Oh yeah, no. It's just they won't be able to see the shadow completely.
Probably not. But the moon. The most likely area. Somewhere. In the northeastern U.S., way up in like Maine,
Vermont.
Where there's going to be snow on the ground, and the full solar eclipse and almost cloudless skies. So that should be pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty wild. All right, thanks so much for your time, man.
All right, have a good one. See you tomorrow.
These hurricane seasons are so difficult to predict, and there's always that wild card factor.
I am El Nino. All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla Espanol, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
All right, random facts coming up right now. Here is your SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Kapuya!
Israel has approved the opening of two border crossings and the expansion of a third to allow more humanitarian aid into Gaza. Although the election is still 7 months away, another poll, this one a Rasmussen poll, giving former President Trump a substantial lead over President Biden. There will be no labels candidates on the presidential ballot in the fall. President Biden gets an up-close look at recovery efforts today at the scene of the Key Bridge collapse. He'll be visiting Baltimore. more. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guard vows retaliation for an airstrike that destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 7 guard members. Iran blames Israel for the attack. And Apple laying off more than 600 workers in California. On Wall Street, the Dow futures 80 points higher, NASDAQ futures up 63, S&P futures 16 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Blue Devils, Boilermakers, Blue Jays, Bulldogs, Crimson Tide, Huskies, Tigers, Wildcats, Full Tech, Fighting Illini, Volunteers, Cyclones, Tar Heels, Aztecs, Cougars, Golden Eagles. Every March the same routine. Take my bracket and douse it in gasoline. The Sweet 16.
And that Sweet 16 distilled down to the Final Four. We'll have a Duncan and Son predict-a-thon for the Alabama game against UConn. They'll be joining us a little bit later this hour in Random Facts with Jay Scott is just a moment away. We'll hit the traffic dungeon with Skipper, get the latest on that mess on 65 southbound with an overturned trailer at the exit for Day Street. That's cleared, but there's still a lot of emergency crews. And that way you might want to do what Pamela did. You came in on 31, right?
Yes.
All right, see, what happens is when a main artery is closed or there's a serious situation, we tell everybody to go to this alternative. Then everybody goes to that alternative, and it gets slow over there.
It was starting to slow down, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get the latest from Skipper here in just a moment. And a reminder that if you're involved in an accident yourself and your car is damaged, if it's drivable, call your insurance adjuster, get a claim number, and then call 27REC with a W and talk to Donnie and Brandon Turner at Montgomery Paint and Body to get the process going on ordering all the parts that need to be replaced, repainted, or repaired, so they can restore your vehicle to a look that's good as new, maybe better. They've done it thousands of times. Their reputation among insurance adjusters locally is second to none because they fix everything, and that's what you want, thoroughness when it comes to repairing your car. There's no tricks, no gimmicks, and they built that reputation. In fact, Donnie really never wanted to start his own business, but the people that were in that business back in the day, we're not being honest with customers. We'll just put it that way. And Donnie said, well, I don't roll that way. I'm not cheating anybody, so I'm going to start my own place. And here we are 4 decades later with the best outcomes in automotive repair anywhere. 27REC with a W. If your car is not drivable, have it towed to Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. It's 719. We'll get that update on the roads, some local news, and back with part one of Random Facts, as always, followed by a $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Our routes into Montgomery this morning are definitely getting thicker with traffic. 231 out of Prattville, 331 out of Crenshaw County, Troy Highway. Even Taylor Road inbound this morning from over at Troy Highway, a bit busy. And we still have a lot of emergency workers on the scene. I-65 southbound to 85 northbound at the Day Street exit. 18-wheeler overturned overnight, and they are still in cleanup mode there. A lot of boots on the ground. Traffic's moving slowly. All lanes are open, but please use caution there. We'll keep you updated. McKinnon Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that critically injured a woman Wednesday night. The unidentified woman was shot in the 5700 block of Roxborough Drive and transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. No further information has been released. A top U.S. cabinet official was in Montgomery this week to discuss revitalization efforts with Mayor Stephen Reed. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured some West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million in federal grant money. The Alabama men's basketball team will make their first ever Final Four appearance Saturday night. The Tide will face the number one ranked and defending national champion UConn Huskies for a shot at the national championship. UConn is a 12-point favorite, but the Tide is on a roll. Tip-off, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night in Phoenix. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get that finger out of your ear. You don't know where that finger's been.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's April 5th, the greatest day ever. On the 5th of April, 1859, naturalist Charles Darwin sends his publishers the first three chapters of Origin of Species. What most people didn't know was that the pages were blank, and over the next 10 million years, they will evolve into a whole book. Have a great April 5th, the greatest day ever.
And now, Jay Scott is here to monkey around with
random facts.
I know what that squishy sound was at the end of that clip. did you know John Adams nearly abandoned the Treaty of Paris negotiations after the Revolution due to conflicts over the rights to fish cod, which the codfish, which he insisted was crucial to New England's identity.
I get that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just have to stand your ground on some things.
Yeah.
Aren't you up from that way?
New England?
Yes, I'm from Vermont.
Yeah.
Well,
quintessential New England.
The wind's blowing the right. You can smell the codfish in Vermont.
Ooh. I don't think I've ever had codfish before.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had any. Did you know Ace of Base?
Yes.
The band?
The sign.
Yeah. You call them a band. I don't know that they played any instruments.
I don't know that they did either.
I'm not sure. I think they were... I don't know. Anyway, the original lineup of Ace of Base consisted of three siblings. It was a brother and two sisters. They were signed to their first contract after a record exec rejected their song, All That She Wants. However, the demo tape got stuck in his car, and it's all it would play over and over and over and over, and he finally decided he liked it, signed him, and the track went straight to number one.
How about that?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like I've said many times. So many bands get that break just off one piece of odd luck like that.
Mm-hmm. See, I would try and come up with a way to make... See, it's not like that anymore. There's no way you could do it because nobody uses tape anymore. You just send an MP3. But back then, I would have tried to figure out a way to make all of my tapes get stuck. Like the ones I would send to record execs.
Right, yeah.
Just make sure that this tape gets stuck in their thing. Figure out how to make that happen. So that all it does is play that song. Anyway, did you know Here's another music random fact for you. The Jungle Book, 1967, Disney's animated Jungle Book, right?
I believe.
King Louie, you know, the monkey?
He's so scary.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know you had fear of King Louie.
Orangutans are so terrifying.
The animated ones especially, right?
I mean both, but yes, he's scary.
Do you know who played the part of King Louie in
Let me think on that for a second. No.
Well, it's in the name. Louis Prima.
Oh, Louis Prima.
Yeah.
Who had that one song?
That
everybody sang.
Now I'm completely drawn a blank.
Let me ask an expert.
Oh man, I don't.
What is Louis Prima's biggest hit, Siri?
Here's what I found.
The best of Louis Prima.
Why can't
There's
you
a stocking
just
stuffer
us?
For you. Buena Sarah, I'll Walk Alone.
Yes.
There's another one here, too.
Pennies from Heaven, I Want to Be Like You, which was from the Jungle Book.
Oh, yes.
Angelina, Zuma Zuma. I remember that.
White Cliffs of Dover, mm-hmm. Robin Hood Civilization,
yeah.
Bottom Trousers, Oh Babe. There you go. Wow, the best of Louis Prima.
He did a lot of stuff there. Anyway, he's the guy that voiced King Louis. However, the person they had in mind for that part was Louis Armstrong.
Well, hello.
Uh-huh.
Monkey.
Except one of the writers said, you know we're going to take flack by hiring this man to voice an ape.
Yeah.
Right.
So they didn't do it.
Right.
And it went over to Louis Prima. Did you know? This says snooker legend. I don't know any snooker legends. I don't know any snooker players.
A legend in very small circles,
perhaps. Yeah, exactly. But a guy named Jimmy White in 1996, apparently a snooker legend, took his dead brother out on a drinking session the night before his funeral.
Oh.
Wow.
I imagine...
When your brother's dead, nothing like a stiff drink.
Yeah, I imagine Jimmy was already had you know, pre-gamed that before he got the decision, I'm going to take my dead brother out and let's drink together.
So it was like Weekend at Bernie's.
Possibly, but then again, it's his brother.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of grief he may have been in. People do some strange things when they are...
It's true. Most powerful emotion on earth, and we don't teach anybody how to deal with it.
Right.
Until they're forced to.
Did you know Planet 9? It is a hypothetical ninth planet. We used to call it Pluto, but that's not the one.
I still do.
That's not the one they're referencing.
I have not
here.
Recognized what they said about Pluto.
Me neither.
That's not what they're referencing here, though. They're referencing a hypothetical ninth planet in the outer region of our solar system. It has not been directly observed, but there have been gravitational effects that they think come from this ninth planet, which explains the unique orbits of bodies that are beyond Neptune. All those bodies orbit the sun in a single cluster, and they feel like it's probably because there is a planet beyond that that has some sort of gravitational pull keeping those things together. So... who knows? Maybe another planet. There's planets all over the place. There's tons of them. There's tons of galaxies. I've been watching a lot of stuff about the universe. Your mind can't even
feel. No, there is no dipstick big enough to measure the universe.
You cannot figure that out. Did you know in late 1870, there was a naval battle near Havana between a French and a German ship, late 1870s. It was the only naval fight of the Franco-Prussian War. And I do not know who won, the French or the German. I have no idea. That's perfectly fine. It might be an emergency. Plus, we're at a break here. Coming up on Random Facts, we're going to tell you about the most realistic villain in cinema.
The most realistic villain in cinema.
Yes. And well, at least according to the Journal of Forensic Sciences. That sounds like people who should be looking into film, right? We're also going to tell you about the Space Shuttle Columbia disaster in 2003, a random fact about that. We have a random fact about Hank Williams.
Love it.
Also, we have a random fact about Marion C. Cooper. Familiar with that name?
Isn't that John Wayne?
No.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think I know what you're going at there when you thought it might have been John Wayne because he had a name like...
It was Marion.
Marion, yeah, mm-hmm. Something like that. But that is not who that was. And we're giving you a random fact about naked mole rats.
Well, any show with a little nudity in it is that much more exciting.
That's right. It's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right, if you're shopping for a vehicle for a new driver in the family and your budget is in the $10,000 range, Jack Ingram Select Used Cars has a great... In fact, under $9,000. It's 2015 Subaru. That was the last vehicle I got for my stepson, and he loved it. We had no problems with it, like all other Jack Ingram purchases we've made. A total of 8. Never had a major issue with any vehicle because they really go to extraordinary lengths to vet the products they sell. And there's another option under 10. That's 2001 Mercury Grand Marquis. In fact, I believe that Cooter called in yesterday afternoon and just raved about that machine. So if you're shopping under 10, that Grand Marquis for a new driver, it's got all the bells and whistles and offers plenty of protection. But whatever price range you're shopping in, John Ingram, the general manager, has taken everything to the next level with Jack Ingram Select Used Cars, big selection and factory protection, because each car has a factory certified warranty backed by Nissan Certified Select program. And that includes all brands, imports, domestics, SUVs, sedans, and more. 84 points under the hood are checked. They still have to meet factory standards. That's just for starters. Plus, the Carfax vehicle history report has to be clean. And then it goes to the body shop where it's reconditioned. And then they offer the car to you at a price that works. It comes with that extended warranty, prepaid maintenance, roadside assistance, even rental car reimbursement. So you can shop with confidence. And with 25 lending partners, they will get you done on a car that you'll love to drive. At Jack Ingram Select, don't forget, the Ingram family, and it is very much a family business, has 6 great new brands like Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, Porsche, and Mercedes-Benz, all on the boulevard and all at jackingram.com. All right, what's happening at 65 South, Skipper?
Well, unfortunately, authorities are still on the scene of an 18-wheeler that overturned about 1 o'clock last night on the ramp from 65 southbound to 85 northbound. 1-lane traffic right now on the ramp, and it is moving slow and backed up on 65 southbound. More and more cars headed into Montgomery all over the area. All of our feeder roads, the Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, busy this morning. And a lot of incoming traffic on 65 southbound. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated. Your ticket to success is at Trenum State. Whether you're pursuing higher education or career advancement, Trenum State has what you need. Enroll at trenumstate.edu. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit thompsontractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now, I believe we're down to the final
4-5. Random.
Sounded like 4-5.
I did. I was
the final, but we're doing the final four predicted. I didn't have time. I'm busy. And Steve's not listening today, so there's nobody to impress.
Yeah. Nothing about it, the rest of you listeners out there.
No, I'm sorry. I'm confessing. I mailed it in today because we're busy.
Did you know the Journal of Forensic Sciences, for some reason, decided to find out who the most realistic villain in film is? They looked at 400 movies and 126 fictional villains. And they came to the conclusion that this guy was the most realistic villain. It is a male. It is from a serious drama film. Not so, you know, it's not like it's Darth Vader or something like that. I would say recent. I'm going to go with like late, I think it was late 90s, early 2000s this film came out.
Silence of the Lambs?
Good guess, but not him, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
They picked a guy named the Anton Chigurh. Chigurh, I guess. I'm mispronouncing the last name.
Yeesh.
If that's not familiar to you, I'm not surprised at all. He was in the film No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
The one with the bolt.
I can see it.
You know, the air compressor with the bolt gun, whatever it was. Friendo.
Mm-hmm.
Flip a coin.
Yep.
Yeah. Live or die. Yep. They said that was the most realistic villain out of all the films they looked at. Did you know amongst the debris that was recovered following the 2003 Space Shuttle Columbia disaster was a container that held worms? Worms that were being carried out as part of an experiment in space, that sort of thing. The nematode worms were actually found to have survived the accident.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's worms.
What kind of container were they in?
That's a good question. I don't know. Likely something metal, I would think. But I do not know exactly what. Here's your Hank Williams fact that you were so interested in.
Yes.
Do you know, this is strictly a question I'm asking Pamela. Do you know his final single?
No, I don't.
It was released 2 months. He died less than 2 months after releasing his final single. And the final single was called I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive.
Well.
Which makes sense.
It's, who does?
Exactly. Nobody will. But I'll never get out of this world alive. But yeah, that's the random fact. Mm. He died less than 2 months after releasing his final single, I'll Never Get Out of This World Alive. Marion C. Cooper. You don't know who that is.
I've heard the name.
Well, he served in Poland during the Polish Bolshevik War as a member of a volunteer squadron of American pilots. He also directed King Kong.
Oh.
That's where I know the name. The first King Kong,
King
yes.
Kong.
Okay.
Yes.
I just saw.
What a resume.
A clip.
Yeah.
The colorized version of the movie on TCM. They were
really?
Bringing back. Yeah, they're celebrating.
I didn't know they colorized it.
And they did. Ted Turner colorized everything.
He did. I know, but
even though the black and white is still my favorite of all the three King Kong movies, because it was they made it with imagination. You always wonder how do they do that? How do they create that scene? Today, some geek sits down at a computer and makes it happen.
Right,
and it's kind of cool, but it's nothing like the art of animation was back almost 100 years ago, for crying out loud.
There's some fantastic effects in that film and some Charlie Chaplin films in a lot of the films where they had to do what needed to be seen as big, big effects, but done on such a practical and almost miniature scale.
Yeah, people missed, too, some of the amazing things that were done in silent movies.
They had to be
by
creative.
Chaplin and Buster Keaton.
Buster.
The risks they took were
Buster.
Off the charts.
Love Buster. Did you know? And here's your last random fact for you. Finally, did you know? Naked mole rats have
Mole rats or mall rats? Because mall rats are those kids that hang out.
I worked in a mall for a long time, and I saw plenty of those. Not naked, just mall rats and mall walkers.
Tons.
Lots of mall
that
walkers.
That became big like when I was, I don't know, junior high age. That was like the thing for grandmas to do.
What's a year for that?
1999.
Okay. Yeah. I was working at the mall.
Yes.
In from 98 to about 2000, because that's when I started working
out.
Here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Totally. I was working at the movie theater in East Elm Mall, and yes, people coming up. There are people mall walking and mall rats. Anyway, naked mole rats have a 10 times longer lifespan than domestic rats. That's about 30 years longer than that. They also carry various cancer-resistant genetic properties as well, which I'm sure we are studying the hell out of those. And
yeah.
What, sharks? Sharks don't get cancer, right? Or they can...
They don't?
I think it was sharks that don't get cancer.
Is it?
I think it is. They are immune from cancer for some reason, and we're trying to figure all that out. But anyway, those are your random facts.
All right, coming up, a chance to win a $20 Food Outlet gift certificate. In fact, let me talk about Food Outlet right now, because all three locations offer you everything, whether it's food, fresh fruit, meat, frozen foods, your favorite beverages. Everything is at cost plus 10%, and each week they mark many items down for additional savings. And this week, sirloin tip roast, that $20 gift card will get you 4 pounds of really excellent USDA fresh cut sirloin tip roast. Chicken thighs are $1.18 a pound, and quarter loin pork chops $1.67. Fry some of those up with a little caraway seed. Make some sweet and sour cabbage and dumplings and invite me over for dinner. I will be there for that. If you're a big coffee drinker, stock up on Folgers. My favorite is the breakfast blend, $8.62 for the 22.5-ounce can. Large vine-ripened tomatoes are 99 cents a pound. And for breakfast, Kellogg's Pop-Tarts at $3.93 for the family-sized box, and Eggo waffles or pancakes, $2.99. Jif peanut butter is $2.44, and Keebler Club crackers, which have a very mild taste but are incredibly addicting. Keep those locked up in the pantry. Those are just $3.59 for the family-sized box. And Coke products, the best deal in town, $3.33 for a six-pack of half-liter bottles at all three Food Outlet locations, Highway 14 in the Millbrook, downtown Prattville on Main Street west of Highway 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning, Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, time for that $20 Food Outlet Pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about the 1967 film The Jungle Book. Specifically, the two people who were, well, one person ended up playing King Louie, and one person wanted to play King Louie. Who were the two musicians that were up for playing King Louie?
272-9228. It's a grand prize drawing day, so you qualify for that coming up around 8:55. You get to do the chips today, Pam.
Ooh.
Oh, joy.
All your life, you've lived for this big moment.
My God.
272-9228, and a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon right after we're done here. Right now, let's go back to Skipper and get the latest on that mess on 65 South.
Well, if you're coming into Montgomery on I-65 southbound, headed to the interchange to take 85 northbound, had an 18-wheeler overturn overnight. Still on the scene there. They've got one lane traffic by the accident site right now. Traffic's backed up to the Alabama River Bridge, and it is a slow go there. You might want to consider an alternate route around. Everywhere else is busy this morning. We have no other major problems anywhere, just busy traffic inbound from Wetumpka, Troy Highway, 331 out of Crenshaw County. Buckle up. We will keep you updated. Larry Liboak, make sure you got the right insurance for your needs and lifestyle. Larry's been customizing insurance since 1988. Call Liboak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All right. In the interest of saving time, we're just going to do a winner here and give everybody else a bonus entry in the grand prize drawing, and it's our buddy J-Tom.
Unfortunately, I don't think this is going to go out the way we want to.
I agree.
Yeesh. You got the winning answer.
No, I don't, Greg. I told Jay that I had to go out and let the dog in about the time it came out. I don't know the answer to that one.
That's what I was going to say. He doesn't know, but he's also but the I'm only caller we got.
It was good to meet you, Greg.
Yes, I talked about that yesterday on the air at the Bomb Hours. Thank you for being there the other night. Appreciate
it. Yeah, that was great.
All right, we'll put you in the grand prize drawing.
Yeah, we need a winner for this one. I mean, I've already given you half the name.
I'll tell you this. There'll be no Duncan and Zumber Predictathon until we get one. So what we'll do while we're waiting for a winner, give the question one more time.
In the Jungle Book, 1967, Disney's Jungle Book, there were two people up for playing the role of King Louie. Both of them named Louie. What were the two people who were supposed to play that part?
So we need our two last names, 272-9228.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The news is pretty good for the weekend. Still below normal on the temperatures today and tomorrow, but nice warming on Sunday. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for the high temperature. Clear skies, quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Mostly sunny, 71 on Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation with the risk of scattered showers possible by Monday afternoon, high 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
And now we have a board fill here at 272-9228.
Yeah, you are open for almost anything there.
But Miss Pat, you're first on this one. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know the two people who were scheduled to play King Louie there? One of them actually did play.
Sure do. It was Louis Armstrong and Louis Prima.
That's it!
Excellent. You've got a $20 head start on your next visit to Food Outlet. How about some follow-up questions?
Sure. If Miss Pat can hold, we got Master Thespian.
All right. And I'll bet Master Thespian can answer this. Master Thespian, can you give me the first name of our guest sidekick today?
Miss Ellen.
Here's the other question Louis. I was going to give you. Who was the who's the most realistic villain from film?
The most realistic villain from film.
Do you remember the one? They had some forensic science. They did a study over a bunch of films.
Name the movie it was from.
Yeah, what was that movie? You weren't here for that. You didn't hear that part either, did you?
I didn't hear that one either.
Oh man, I thought we.
What's my name?
Greg.
All right, you're in the grand prize drawing. Was there something you wanted to mention to us?
Do what?
Was there something you wanted to mention to us?
No, I was just trying to relieve the suffering. I knew the answer to the Louis question. I was just trying to end our national nightmare. So.
Well, that most realistic villain came from No Country for Old Men.
Yes.
Oh, Javier Bardem. Oh.
Anton Chigurh.
Never saw that movie.
Oh, it's creepy.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah. All right. Y'all have a good day.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Next hour, we're giving away a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card. Would you be so kind, Jay, as to share the menu of the Seafood Bistro with us?
I need to grab Miss Pat.
You got to get some information?
Yeah. Got to get some information.
I'll tell you what. We'll put you on pause, and I will talk about Adam's Drugs. Now, 62 years in the area, while you're watching national chain stores, you don't expect them to close. Some of them have just shuttered without warning, leaving their customers in the lurch. Some pharmacies that were embedded in grocery stores, the grocery store chain went under, and that business and all of that personal information was sold with it. That's not going to happen with Adam's Drugs. They have a legacy here, and they're here for keeps with 12 locations. We were talking about this last night, just how incredible it is that they are able to maintain the level of customer service they provide with 12 locations and have such incredible consistency. In fact, it's my buddy Don Davenport, that Mayberry-esque feeling that, wow, you know, not everything has to be digital. Having that personal touch, people that really care, who will take the time to help you find the over-the-counter solution, will take the time to save you money on a copay, who will go the extra mile to answer your questions about a medication you've been prescribed, that's what you can expect, and that's what you will get at all 12 locations, four of which have health clinics to fulfill flu shots or shingle shots, things of that nature, and really cool gift shops where you can find some great holiday heirloom-type decor. AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. The Duncan and Son Predictathon coming up next. And her name is Pam, and she's from AMS Studios in Prattville, and we're really glad you were able to join us.
Thank you.
You have been an absolutely sensational sidekick for us. We really appreciate it.
Well, I enjoy it.
The Wall Street Business Report is up now.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits increased to a two-month high last week, though labor market conditions remain fairly tight. J.P. Morgan Chase reorganized the leadership in its global banking division, installing new leaders in capital markets and investing banking. The new structure merges the commercial, corporate, and investment banking groups under new key executives. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is scheduled to be deposed later this month by lawyers for co-founders of his social media company as part of a dispute over ownership in Trump Media and Technology Group, which went public last week. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen arrived in China on Thursday for 5 days of meetings in a nation determined to avoid open conflict with the United States. Yet the world's two largest economies still appear to be hashing out the rules on how to compete against each other. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rates, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517774, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number PA02014, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Final Four!
It is. And surprised or not, Alabama's in it. And joining us here at the studio are Don and Mitch Duncan for a special Duncan and Son Predict. We never miss a chance, do we, Don?
No, thank you for the opportunity.
I'd like you to meet the lovely and talented Pamela. She is with a business called AMS Studios in Prattville, and it's a phenomenal place. We're going to talk about it a little bit later, but we were asking about allegiances, and I want to explain to Pam that the reason we started this all these years ago, the Duncans are an example. Don is a diehard Crimson Tide guy, yet he sired this very handsome son who, through some genetic mutation, became somebody who connects with the nation.
Understandable.
And they come in here as a good example to all. That you can be as passionate as you want. about either school, but you can still be a loving family or friends or whatever you happen to be.
Yeah, I don't penalize him for all of this.
Yeah. Well, I was hoping he'd grow out of it one day.
I would ground him for that, Don. That would be my advice on that. So it's kind of a cool surprise that, I mean, last year, my daughter's school, Florida Atlantic University, was the Cinderella team. And on the day she decided to take the job in New Orleans at the Audubon Zoo, we went out to dinner at this unbelievable seafood place, and the game was on. So we're nervously working our way through this mountain of incredibly good deep-fried seafood, watching, hoping that FAU is going to, you know, be the miracle team of the decade. It didn't work out. They had a lead up until the final seconds, kind of like Auburn did. Mm. I hate to bring that tender point up.
Hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're hardly the only team that's been upset through this whole tournament.
Lots of them.
Meanwhile, Alabama, everybody seems to want to underrate them. So we're going to do a predict-a-thon. Now, it's a little bit tougher to predict a basketball outcome than football. But, Don, please tell us, how many Dunkin' dollars can be won with the correct, precise outcome of this game?
300 Dunkin' dollars, and we're saving a bigger prize for Monday.
Wow. So when they advance, we'll have another one.
Yes, sir.
That is awesome. 300 Dunkin' dollars. So what we're going to do here now is I'm going to click this. Go to my Facebook page and put your prediction in. First person with the precise outcome is going to be our winner. Hey, we may as well test each other here, right? We'll make a list, see who comes closest. That's kind of something we do for fun. So, Mitch, do you think Alabama's going to advance, or is this the end of the dance?
I mean, they've beat a one seed already to get this far, so why not?
Okay, so your predicted score.
I'll say 93-91.
Close game. Pardon my ignorance here, but don't you think I should have let the lady go
probably
first?
Probably so.
I have a feeling.
Please don't think less of me, Pamela.
No, I am going to go with Alabama.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you give us a number on that game?
87-77.
87? Hey, wow, that would be awesome.
Right.
Don?
Bama, 89-85.
89-85. And I am very confident they're going to advance to Monday. And I'm going to go with a slightly lower score than you guys. I'm going to go 79-73. I think defense is going to be big in this game. And I'd watch it. I have a thing. It's the squeaky shoes. It sounds like somebody gathered up a herd of mice. And they're all trying to get out, and that sound, it drives me bonkers. They can watch with the sound off. And I like games that are all about shooting. What tidbits of wisdom do you guys have on Alabama that's gotten them this far?
Coaching, I guess. I don't know. I mean, their team's good, but...
Auburn's got a darn good coach.
Yeah, they kind of underperformed in their game, which one of the guys got hurt, but...
Yeah, that's true. That was at the beginning of the game, too, wasn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah, they were a bit of a disadvantage. But I was on the air that day, that afternoon, when they were playing Yale, of all teams. Everybody thinks they're just going to blow Yale out, right? Mm-hmm. And the close of the show is coming, and it takes like, this is another thing that can put you off, it takes like 25 minutes to play 2 minutes
yes.
of college basketball. Yes. Always timeouts, fouls, things like that. So we're getting closer and closer to 6 p.m., and by that time, Yale had taken the lead. But a three-pointer could have tied the game, sent it into overtime, and I wasn't able to give my listeners the final score because it went past six.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it took almost a half hour to play the last couple of minutes of the
game.
It
did. It really did.
I know that the networks have a ton of money invested in that, and they got to make room for the commercials and so forth, but that just drives me up a wall.
Yeah.
One or two timeouts, fine. Let them play. Let them play. So $300 Dunkin' dollars, and folks can use that for whatever they wish, right?
Yes, sir. And while we're here real quick, we have come up with a VIP club. It spits on your keychain.
Oh, nice.
One side, it says